Okay, so my topic today is a combination of Nasan Einav Lagarsha, the dinim that kick in once the Baal makes a decision to get divorced. We'll see, maybe what if the woman thinks that she's getting divorced? Does that also trigger dinim of Nasan Einav Lagarsha? So I have a diak in a tshuva with Ramban, which we'll come to later. And secondly, the general question of mitzvahs geirushin. When and what at all does it mean even to speak of a mitzvah of getting divorced? So I want to begin with three general inyanim, which I'll return to address at the very end. But I'm going to open these three general inyanim, then we'll move to Nasan Einav Lagarsha. So the first question that puzzles some Rishonim is, we have three days in the Mishnah in Gittin and Daf Tzadi Amid Aleph. What does it take to justify a divorce? So Beishamai says, Lo yigareish es ishto elim kin matzva ervas davar. Has to be real dvar erva or something really suspicious. Beis Hillel hold afilu hekdicha tavshilo. So Rashi explains, they darshan o erva o davar. And Rabbi Akiva has a third shita, which presumably is the most mekil, the lowest threshold for justifying a gerushin. Afilu matza acheres na haimeno. Even if the Baal finds a better candidate for marriage than his wife right now. The Sefer Achinuch, you could tell in Mitzvah Tavkuf Ayin Tes, is puzzled by this seemingly low threshold of some of the Tanoim. And you see here, he explains, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, Lefisha Ha'isha Nivras Le'ezer La'adam, V'hi Lo Ke'echan Miklei Chemdoso. Right, just like an object under his domain. V'achar Shekein Ha'yem Ertzona Baruch Hu She'kozman She'yokutz Nafsho B'chli Hazeh She'yotiyen Emi Beiso. I mean, he explains the shitas of the sovereign, why you'd have such a low threshold to justify a divorce, because the isha is only the klei chemdasa of the Baal. So when he decides to divorce her, he has the right to do so. Right? That's how he's explaining the shita of Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva. What about Beis Shammai? Why is Beis Shammai such a machmir? Why does he hold only dvar erva? So he says in the next paragraph, Mehem sheyomru ki miyosa kli hazeh b'tzalmo b'tmuso. Because she has such tzal melukim, so therefore it's aimin aroy l'shalcha for a davar chinam. Right, but all three tanaim agree that in principle the Baal has the right to divorce her for anything. Me'achar she'isha eina ela kleichem daso shel habal. Good? This seems to be the Sefer Achinuch's interpretation.
Silence.
Right. As somebody said, we have to ask Mrs. Chinuch what she thought of this. This is the first inyan I want to raise. Why the low threshold? We saw the Sefer Achinuch, maybe there's another Mahalach that we could explain. The Rishonim also debate, what does it mean that there's a mitzvah of Gerushin? So the Rambam, in a few places, seems to take a clear stand that the mitzvah is not to get divorced, but the mitzvah is in the method of how you're supposed to go about doing it. The mitzvah is legarish bishtar. In the Koteret, the Rambam says, "Yesh bechol an shtei mitzvos, achas mitzvah tasei, v'hi sheyigareish hamigareish b'sefer." And in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam also says, "Mitzvah reish chaf beis, he said tivanu legareish b'shtar al kolponim kishen nirtze legareish." Right? There's no mitzvah to get divorced, but if you want to get divorced, the mitzvah is to do it b'sefer krisos. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has a very nice explanation for why this would not be. And the Rambam explains that it's inconceivable that the Torah could leave it up to the, you know, just the nemanus of the woman alone. Otherwise, she could go, she could be mezana, and she could claim that she was divorced. So the Torah requires that she have a shtar raya on her gerushin. You can see on top of page 2. U'pa'amim shlo yiyah b'neim haskama sa'ava v'shalom b'lo yisudor inyan besam. This is the Rambam in the Mora. V'hutar lo ligarsha. V'ilu hoysa miskareshes b'dibor levad o b'hotziya mi beso. Hoysa ha'isha machzeres achar pshia. V'yotza, v'omeres kigushihi. Okshe tizne madam tomar hiva hanoev shekvar niskarsha. Ulezen itstavenu shelo yitachin legaresh. Rak b'sefer sheyeid olav. V'kasav lo sefer krisis. The Rambam holds the mitzvah as legaresh b'shtar. In Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam gives one explanation why that might be, and that's that you always have a shtar raya on the gerushin, and that will prevent the znos. The Me'iri in his Akdama to Masechas Kiddushin seems to hold like the Rambam on the first half, that the mitzvah is legarish bishtar, but he seems to disagree as to the rationale as to why shtar is important. The Miri here explains that kodem matan Torah, Ishus, was a very casual relationship, As Rambam explains, Matza Isha al Ema Derech, Imratza Hu Vehiz Bo al Hashem. There's no such thing as a permanent, long-lasting marriage. But after Matan Torah, what changed? This is the second paragraph in that Meiri, the underlined section. Uchshenasna Torah nitztavu lios inyan ha'ishus b'kesher chazak. Right, the chiddush of Matan Torah was that there's a strong legal relationship of marriage. B'erisin, v'nisuin, uve'edim, uve'ksuva. So all these make the marriage more permanent. Like you need all these legal institutions in place. V'shelo yuchal l'shalcha el biget. And the fact that you can only divorce her with a get, that seems to make the gerushin, the kiddushin itself, stronger. Right? You can't just walk away from each other. You have to hire a sofer, and you have to have edim. So now the ishus is more bekesher chazak. Right? So gerushin goes along with these other institutions of erusin, nisuin, edim, and ksuva to make marriage a more permanent institution. So whereas the Rambam and the Mora explain that it's to have a shtar raya, the Meiri seems to hold that it's to give permanence to the ishus. And you can see the Sefer Achinuch in the end of Mitzvah Tav Kufayin Tes gives two explanations what the mitzvah of Lagarish Bishtar is. One of them he says like the Rambam in the Mora, and then he gives a second view in the last line of that Chinuch. V'o toelas b'davar ki b'toch kach tanua chamas ha'ish lefamim v'yinachem ilagarish osav v'gadol ha'shalom. And maybe the process of the get itself will discourage them from getting divorced, and they won't actually have a gerushin. This is like Rabbi Reese's husband with the laryngitis, right? So they ended up not getting divorced. Okay. So these are some explanations for what the mitzvah would be if it's Lagarish Bishtar. Other Rishonim agree that there's a mitzvah Lagarish, but they disagree with the premise of the Rambam that mitzvah is Lagarish Bishtar. They hold that it's not the method of Gerishin wherein the mitzvah lies, but the mitzvah lies under the certain circumstances where gerushin is justified or required. The Shud HaRashba, I think this is the famous Tshuvas HaRavid L'Rav Yosef Ibn Palat, about why you have some brachos on some mitzvahs have brachos, others don't. So he asked, why does gerushin not have a bracha? And the answer was here in this Shud HaRashba, the third line after the period. So there's no brach on gerushin concerning gerushin or ba'avera. Kigon shalom matzah ba'hamigarish erva mishacha. So he's mefurish. The gerushin itself is ba'avera if there's no matzah ba'erva stavar. The afapi sheyesh mitzvah b'miktsasam. Some of them have a mitzvah. Kigon osam nashim shenisu ba'avera. So it's like if you marry someone, you know, chayve lavin, the kedushin artosin, but then there's a mitzvah legarish. V'lo plug rabbanon begerushin sheyivarech b'miktasa v'lo yivarech b'miktasa. So he seems to hold enachanami. If you're divorcing from a kiddushin shenisu ba'avera, that should require bracha in principle. But since there are certain gerushins that are ba'avera, i.e. lo matzah ba'er vastavar, so lo plug rabbanon b'takanta. So he holds that the mitzvah is into the cases where the nisuin was ba'avera. The Rivash has a similar view to the Tshuvas HaRashba. But he says the mitzvah of gerushin is in the case of yotza v'rosha perua. That's the case of ervas davar. Look at the top of page 3. He says in such cases a matzaba ervas davar, or quasi ervas davar, of yotza v'rosha perua. So he says in the second to last line on top of page 3, hine yesh ba mitzvah mamish. There's a real mitzvah legarish in that case. Ela she'en mevarchin al kalkala. Right, even when there's a mitzvah lagarish in such a case, still, you know, the gerushin is not, it's a sad thing. It's a destructive thing. Kemosha ein akoin hamashkes asota. Being mashkes asota is a bracha, but it's a dvar kilkul. It's a case of corruption. So we're not going to make a bracha on corruption. So both the Rivash and the Rashba agree, more or less, that the mitzvah gerushin is the cases where it's either nisu ba'avera for the Rashba, or the case of matzah ba'ervas davar for the Shud HaRivash. This is deloka harambam, who held that the mitzvah is shegarish bishtar. That's where the mitzvah lies. For these Rishonim, it lies in the cases where there's an illicit ishus or there's an illicit relationship presently. The Berhitev and Ebenezer Kufya Tes Sifkatan Aleph seems to disagree with all these mahalchim in the Rishonim. He quotes the Ranach, mitzvahs gerishin hu mitzvahs asei, hu meharanach hayano sein tam lefize l'mashenogim lasez get l'shchimei ra, Shemeis below banim. Afal pisha beget zehim mevatlan mitzvahs chalitza yibam. Right, you're being vatal yibam or chalitza, so why is it okay to give the get? Mitzvah nesinas haget gamkin he mitzvahs haseh. So this seems to acknowledge that the mitzvahs haseh, even without any condition of erva or nisu ba'avera. Right, so...
There's no mitzvah yet.
He
didn't die yet. I mean, mevatlan mitzvah.
So you're saying the gerushin's a mitzvah.
Right.
You know, so his premise is that there is some bittul mitzvah, because you're right. You're forecasting the. You're saying there shouldn't you shouldn't even forecast the yibam or chalitza until he actually dies.
Right.
He's a shchid meira at least, so you know maybe you could forecast it. But he thinks you could appeal to the mitzvah of gerushin to justify being mevatel the yibam or the chalitza. Is this used to justify a get in any other case? No, right. No one. Okay, so this is the second issue I want to address. Why, what kind of mitzvah of gerushin can we speak of if we don't want to take the root of either the Rambam or of the Rashba? Okay, so we have two questions on the table. Firstly, why the low threshold of Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva? And secondly, in what sense can we speak of a mitzvah of gerushin if we don't go the root of the Rambam and the Shudah Rashba? The third and final thing I want to address at the very end is this Yushalmi, famous Yushalmi in Kiddushin. Yushalmi has two deos, whether Bnei Noach have no gerushin at all, or the two parties could just walk away from each other, and it's machlokas between Rabbeinu David and the Ran in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Ches had a paskin. But the lashon of the Yushalmi is very striking, where the Yushalmi says, Rabbi Yochanan de Tzipri and Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chinana, B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman, Ki Sanei Shlach, Ad Es Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Nishami Darshins, Bisral Nasati Gershin, Lo Nasati Gershin Bumosa Olam. And what's the Pshat? Shall Yichid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemo Begershin Ela Bisral Bilvad. There's some special of Yichid Shemo Bisral, and that explains why only Kal Yisrael have Gershin and not Bnei Noach. So from this Yishami, it sounds like there's some Shvach, there's some virtue of Gershin that explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave it to Kal Yisrael. So what would that be?
Does that fit in with what we said before?
The Ranach? There's some mitzvah.
No, to make it harder, to make it more...
But this Yushalmi seems to learn that it's not talking about Bissefer. I mean, that works, that Demiri saying that if the mitzvah is Ligarish Bissefer, then the Sefer makes the Kiddushin stronger, because it's harder to get divorced. The Yushalmi seems to be saying that Bnei Noach, they're stuck in marriage for life. And Dafka Yisrael have the sechus of getting out, as that works against the Miri. So we have to explain this Yerushalmi. Okay, good. So to address these questions, let's take a look at the sugya quickly of Nasan Einav Lagarsha. Maybe from there we could develop a yisod to address these earlier points. So the Gemara in Yivamas Naflam Zayinam Beis. The Gemara there has a famous brisa. Tanir Belozer ben Yaakov Omer, Lo Yisa Adam Ishta V'Daat El Garsha. You shouldn't have a kiddushin or nesuin with das to ultimately divorce her. Mishum Shenemer Al Tachar Shel Reyecha Ra, V'Hu Yoshev Levetach Itcha. It sounds almost like it's a. If you just had the Gemara there, it sounds almost like it's a Hilchos Deos issue. You shouldn't get into a business relationship with your friend if you're going to end up breaking apart from with das to mess him over. So to your wife, she's relying on the marriage, so it's not nice to get into a marriage under false conditions. And we'll see the Shulchan Aruch when he passes this. The Shulchan Aruch says that if imodiala, right, if you tell her in advance that it's going to be a short-term marriage, that would be okay. Okay. So it almost sounds like a Tilchus Deus issue, and if you're on the same page, that's Beseder. There's another Gemara that's Merames to this Yisod, that you shouldn't have a Kiddushin Adas Lagaresh. It's the Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Hayish Mekadesh Bo V'Shlucho. The Gemara says, "Hashla b'shlucha mekadesh bo mibayi." Why any bo b'shlucha? So the second view in the Gemara is that there's an iser b'davar. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, "Asur la'adam sheikadesh es isha ad sheirena, shema yira b'davar meguna v'tisgana alav." Rachman Amar v'havtul reyacha kamocha. It's asur to get married before you see the kala. So, what does this have to do with gerushin? So the Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, he quotes it verbatim, except he adds at the end, "V'lo yikadesh isha ad sheyirena v'tiyak sheir be'ena shema lo timtza chen be'ena v'nimtza megarsha." So yeah, the Rambam, you know, he's not so worried per se about getting married without seeing her. It's really, it's a chash that he might end up divorcing her, and that runs afoul of the Gemara in Yevamos of lo yisa adam isha v'daita legarsha. So to have a kedushin without meeting her first, Rambam thinks that's almost it's karav l'davar zeh because it's nimtza megarsha. So of course, if you end up getting divorced, if you never knew, you didn't do your due diligence. Hey Blech, do you wanna?
How far is that from Skanolov?
Is Skanolov love, you know, you can have a marriage that's in the Skanolov without Gershon. Well, but you think this is the Pashup Shat? I thought Va'avta L'Recha Kamocha, the Pashup Shat is that, you know, they're not gonna, you know, they won't live well together under the same roof.
But they will stand
right, but Rebbe's saying that that's fully the Gerushin.
Sometimes.
Okay. Maybe, I mean, the Rambam had to get it from somewhere. Mm-hmm. But it's still the Rambam's Chiddush to read in V'nimsa Megarsha. The Taz and Evan Ezra in Kufya Tesam Sifkatan Aleph, he points out very nicely that this Isser of the Gemara in Yevamos of Lo Yisa Adam Isha V'dayit L'Garsha is true even if they don't end up getting divorced. Right? The Isser is really B'shas Kiddushin. So even if they end up staying together, you still violate the Isser, because it's like maybe you try to undermine what the institution of marriage is. And there's a nice siyag l'davar. Tosos in Kiddushin Daf Beis, when he explains the lashon of the Asula Kuli Alma Kehektish, Tosos says, "Hariad mekudeshes li kolomar, lios li mekudeshes le'olam b'shvili." It's almost part of the implicit in the lashon ha-kiddushin of Hariad mekudeshes li, is that it's le'olam, based on the pasuk of Erastich li le'olam, obviously. But it's built into the notion of Kiddushin that it's going to be permanent. Right? So, l'chor, that's where this Isser of Daita L'Garsha comes from. It's against the very nature of what an Ishos is. So this, of course, only puts the pressure on where the mitzvah of Gerushin could fall in, if Kiddushin, by its very essence, is something that should be permanent. Good. So that Gemara Yevamos is one aspect of Nasan Eino L'Garsha. There, it's when Bishas Kiddushin, the Baal has das to be Megarisha at a later point. The Gemara Nedarim and Daf Chafa Mebeis.
You're still at the Chinatown. It's not just together.
Hello, plug.
Meaning he's playing on. You enter a situation, setting her up to
right.
Do something, and then you tell her about it. You still that itself.
Right.
I mean, you could be right. I'm saying
right. You could. The Gemara in Darm, Daf Chafam Beis, the Gemara there seems to present another dimension of this din of Das Lagarish. Gemara quotes, "Vrosi michem ha-mordim b'ha-poshim bi, amar ha-belevi elu b'nei teish ha-midos, b'nei asnas mishkach, b'nei ema, b'nei anusa, b'nei snua, b'nei nidui, b'nei tmura, b'nei mriva, b'nei shichros, b'nei grusha salev, b'nei irbuvia, b'nei chatsufa." And one of the interesting things about the way the Rishonim Taichas Gemara is that they, at least from Rashi and the Ravid, it sounds that all these kinds of bios under the conditions of nidoy or tmura grusha salev are bios shel znus. Look here at Rashi, for example, in Dira Maschil Snua on the bottom of page 4. Shel libo lacheres b'shas tashmish ve'amru kisheba ale lav bio gemura hi. I don't know, what's the correct interpretation of znus? I mean, is it consistent to speak about znus within the context of a Kinyan, Kiddushin, and Nisuin? Or is znus, my impression, znus is usually something that is almost reserved for something that's outside of the bounds of Ishus. That's my impression. It sounds almost from Rashi, right, Blech?
No, you have a very modern concept of Kiddushin.
What?
The Gemara is giving you a very modern concept of Kiddushin.
Well, I mean, even within marriage, you could have things like rape or things like that. But to me, it was a Chiddush that Rashi would use this Lashon. The Gemara doesn't have that Lashon. You could say it's Isser for Usser for whatever reason, but to say it's Kiznus Ba'alma, I would have thought that you can't speak about Znus in the context of a kinyan kiddushin and nisuin. Similarly, in Bnei Tzemura, Rashi says at the end of that Dibur Maschil, v'krovin l'mamzerus shaharei niskavin l'niyuf. On top of page 5, Rashi says, Bnei Shechrus, shemeshames b'shechrus, tibi also lav bia gimura, helaki bia znusi, she'en miskavin el livo ba'alma. So, I thought one yisod that we could extract from this Rashi, although I'm readily moda that it's not mukhrach, is that even within, there are times when you're even within the kinyan of kiddushin and nisuin, but you've undermined that very kinyan. So it's almost as if, yes, the formal kinyanim are in place, but pragmatically, lamaisa, the nisuin can't sanction this kind of a relationship. And so that's why it's karav liznus. And I'll develop this further in a second. Look also at the Baalei Nefesh of the Ravid, so it's not just Rashi. On second source on page 5, B'nei Moredes, the Amrle lo ba'ina l'cha v'aval pichein hu mishamesh ima, hare hi etzlo kimo zona v'afilu midaita. Right? So it can't speak about a zona who you're married to, right? It's not that she's a zona on the side, right? He's saying this is a real znos within marriage. V'anuscho ha'acheres b'nei meriva shehim miskotit in yom v'layla ha'biya ha'hi eina el znos she'ena mitoch ha'ava. So again, it's a recurring theme. But what's striking for us is that one of the things that's in this list on the Gemara is B'nei Grushas Halev. That once the Baal makes the decision to get divorced, we view the subsequent Bia as a Bia that's not sanctioned anymore by this Kinyan Ishus. And so even though they have the Kinyanim in place, it's Ki'ilu the Kinyan has been shaken somewhat, and that's why the subsequent Bia is a Biasness. I'm going to try to develop this a little further in a minute. Ari Blasky, you want to say something? One striking analogy to this Gemara that I came across is the Gemara in Ksuvis and Daf Nandalad Amid Beis, the Shita of Rameir of Kol Apoches Lebesula Mimasayim Ula Almana Mimana Harezu Bilas Nus. So without a Ksuva, the Bias Bias Nus. This is why we say it's also the Adam Ladurim Isha Shah Achas below Ksuva. This is one Gemara in Ksuvis Nandalad. But then we have another Gemara in Yivamos and Daf Peitasam at Aleph, where the Gemara explains, "My time at Tekinu L'Rabbanon Ksuva, Kadesh Lote Kala Be'enav Lehotziya." So are these two points related? Is the point of Shlote Hekala Le'enav Lehotziya related with the Isser being, with the Bia without Ksuva being Kibiasnas? So the Ramban, in his Tshuvos, this is the real Tshuva of the Ramban, it's in the Should a Rashbam Yuchas the Ramban, but this is a real Tshuva of Ramban. This is the Tshuva of Ramban to Krovi Rabbeinu Yonah. I think we have one Tshuva of the Ramban to his cousin Rabbeinu Yonah. So this is in that Tshuva. It's about Pilegesh and Birchas Chasanim. The Ramban here just writes, and this is the top of page 6. So the question was, if they didn't do Birchas Chasanim, is the Isha Asur Labaila. I think it's Machokas Rishonim, whether the Birchas Chasan. The Gemara says Kalab L'Bracha Asur Labaila Kenida. It's Machokas Rishonim, whether that's referring to Nisuin or if it's referring to the Brachos. So Ramban here says, V'machar Sheichnisa B'beiso Hikti Muba Aleha Below Bracha. So Ramban Paskins Asur Lo Kenida. V'chein Kol Shelo Kasav La Masayim. So he didn't write a Rekzuva. Svura Hi Kivan She'eno Noheg Ima Kebal. Einav nasan begerushin, havyula grushas halev. The Ramban seems to argue that what happens, he didn't write her a ksuva, so she thinks, oh, we're not really married because I don't have the marriage documents. Once she thinks that, she thinks einav nasan begerushin, that the husband's not serious about the commitment to the marriage. But once she thinks that, then it's havy grushas, it's grushas halev. So then the real iser bia kicks in. Based off that Gemara Nedarim on Daf Klav. Right, so basically the Ramban is putting these three Gemaras together. You have one Gemara in Nedarim Daf Klav of B'nei Grushas Alev. That's also to have Bia. You have the Gemara of Kol Apoches Lebesula Biasos Bilasnos. Then you have a third Gemara that says that the reason for the Ksuva Shlote Kalabein of Lohotzia. The Ramban's like, oh, it's all the same point. Why? Because without a Ksuva, it's Kalabein of Lohotzia. Once it's Kalabein of Lohotzia, she thinks Das Ligarish. Once she thinks Das Lagarish is Grushas Alev and Amelis Nesser Bia based off the Gemara Nedarim. I thought this was a big chiddush because I've never encountered b'nei grusha das legaresh that's triggered by what the woman is assuming about the relationship. Usually it's when the husband makes the definitive decision, then das legaresh kicks in. But here we're saying that it's triggered from the woman, what she thinks about the ishas.
It affects the relationship. It affects the relationships. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, meaning once she thinks das legaresh, then the ishas itself is kilu it's das legaresh there. It's like Rabbi Bleich's interpretation of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Okay. So perhaps we have a yesod here that what could we say to explain this? So let me see. We have another Gemara to look at briefly. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Tzadi Amid Aleph. Amar Leir of Misharshia L'Rava. This is the top of page 6. Im libo ligarsha vihi yosheves tachta misham shasa mahu. So the Chalkas Mechokik points out that even if you hold in the Gemara Nivamos that we began with, that in Modiala, that for doing a Kiddushin with Das Ligarish, which is Usur, if you inform her that your Das is Ligarish, that that's Mutter, because it's no Hilchos Deos problem, they're both on the same page, she knows that they're going to get divorced later. Everybody agrees in the case where they got married thinking that it'll be Mekudeshes Lila Olam, that they thought it would be forever. And then the Baal changes his mind. Everybody agrees that Modia La won't work because she's already caught in the marriage. So you can't just inform her that you're planning on getting divorced. This is one Kiddush of the Chagas Mechokek. The Ravid in his Asagos on the Rif in Daf Nun has an added Kiddush. Now Yosheves Tachtavim Shamshasa doesn't mean Tashmishamita, doesn't mean Bia, but rather just means she shouldn't be servicing him in the home. She shouldn't be cooking meals for him. She shouldn't be cleaning the house. Once Das Ligarish kicks in, so she doesn't have any Chiyuvim, or she shouldn't be performing basic domestic services for him. So the question is, why is that? Right? The Isser Bia, from based off the Gemara and Darim, we could explain that it's ki'ilu there's a beginning of the breakdown of the kinyan, nisuin, and kiddushin from the das legarish. What about the iser for her to perform basic domestic services?
Okay. And why is it not simply
the
that what is?
He's taking advantage of her. He's taking advantage of her.
If she doesn't know.
She wants
to know.
But she's willing to do it.
But you might say, look, they're still the chiyuvim of sheikhsus and ona are still in effect. So she has chiyuv; those chiyuvim are in place, right? She has chiyuvim to, be masader mita, be masader the home and table.
Right. So I guess the point of the Mara seems to be he's supposed to let her know that he wants to divorce her, and either divorce her or let her know that he wants to divorce her, and then that's up to her.
And then she could decide.
Hey, presumably.
I mean, once it's modiela.
Well,
right, they think that Modiela works there, right? Correct. If he explicitly disagrees the Chalkas Mechokek. Okay, so I want to, perhaps we could explain this by contextualizing it in the against the backdrop of other dinim that Rishonim argue go into effect at Nasa Venin of Lagarsha. Okay, other dinim of the Ishus that seem to terminate not with the Nesina Saget and not even with the Ksiva Saget, but already just from the Baal's decision to create the Gerushin. So I have three examples of where the Rishonim are explicit about this. One case appears in the Gemara, two are from the Rishonim, and there's an excellent article of Rabbi Gedalia Berger in the Kol Tzvi where he has a nice survey of some of the examples. So one is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Also the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara there quotes Machlokas in the Mishnah about Gittin Shenichtivu Bayom V'Nechtimu Balayla. So Tanakama says they're apostle. But the Gemara quotes the day of Reb Shimon who says Kol HaGittin Shenichtivu Bayom V'Nechtimu Balayla Psulin Chutz MiGittin Nashim. So Reb Shimon will be Machshir a get that's Nichta Bayom V'Nechtam Balayla. The Gemara quotes two deos. Why do we have Zman Begitin? Rabbi Yochanan holds Mishum Basachoso, and Rish Lakish holds Mishum Peros. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph explains, why is Rabbi Shimon Machshir a get Shenichta Vayom Venechtam Balayla? So the Gemara explains, Kasavar Kivan Shenasan Einav Legarsha Shuv Ein Lo Peros. So I mean, the chshash of having a get with the wrong date is that what's going to happen? The Baal will be Ma'acher the date of the get, and he'll claim that he had a right to use his wife's peros until this man I get. Right? Reb Shimon doesn't have such a chash, because Reb Shimon holds that the Baal forfeits his rights to the peros of his wife's estate from the moment that he has das legarish. So das legarish, the mere decision to get divorced, already triggers the Baal's forfeiture of rights in his wife's assets.
He has to write the get.
That's be ksivas again. No, he holds it's not ksivas again. It's just kivan shenasan inav. It's like when he makes the decision to get divorced. We'll see two stronger rayas to this idea. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells a story of Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. It's the middle of page 7. Ma'isa ba'adam echad she'amar lo isha tuchranasi. So they told him that his wife can't smell. Okay, so this is, at least for the Baal, this is presumably a mum that his wife couldn't smell. So he, you know, he walked after her into a lot, a property, to check if she could smell. I smell radishes. Right, they showed him, say, oh, some clever response that she was admitting that she had this mum, but she was saying, oh, let's mix it with the Ksuvas of Yericho. Kosvos de Yericho. So what happened? Nava la churba mesa. So the building fell on her and she died. So Amru Chachamim, hol velo nichna sacharea el lebadka. Since you went into this churba just to check her to see if she had this mum, mesa enu yarsha. If she dies, you don't have the right to Yerusha. So the Rashbam here explains, and you can see this in the second paragraph of the Rashbam. And he even quotes our Gemara in Gittin. The second paragraph of the Rashbam. Nafal le'achurva meso ba'abal lefnei bezdin v'haya rotze lirei ses ishto v'armu chacham mechol v'nichna sacharel lebotka mesa enu yarsha de'kivan de'haya bedaito legarsha imyim tse'en abalas mom u'v'toch kach mesa kodem shenes paisu enu zoche b'yerusha me'hocha shaminan shemi shemesa ishto mitoch k'tata sheyesh bedaito legarsha shuv enu yarsha. And what's the raya? Kedaminam seches gittin mishnas ein avlagarsha shivein lebal peros. And here by Harari it's clear, right? There's no ksivas I get here. Right, he just walked into the churva to check if she could smell. So he's saying that just like you forfeit your rights to the peros of nichsa ishto, so too you forfeit your right to the yerusha of nichsa ishto. The marshal in gittin, commenting on that gemara and daf yud ches, has a third chiddush. The Dina that Misha Mesa Ishta Mitocha Ktat V'haya B'dayto Legarsha. So the husband had to ask the Garsh Ein Tzarech L'Hisab L'Aleha L'Shev Shiva Yimei Avelis. Right, so the husband's not going to sit Shiva once already he was no saint to ask the Garsh. People, do we pass in this way? This is a marshal.
Some do and some don't.
What was the Maskana? What was the Maskana? From Havelis.
Rabbi assumes that it doesn't.
And that's the mainstream view, I think.
I think so.
But then they pull out the halachic rabbi of the ogles, and that's what they pull out.
Well, that could be what the Marshal himself is relying on. So here we have, and he bases this off the Rashbam in Bava Basra. He says if the Rashbam is willing to say so about, you know, Yerusha de'oraisa, then Kol Shekein we could say it for Havelos. But then he also throws in after the three dots, you know, Eich yale al dasa adam lahavilo masha ein libo avel. Right? How could you compel somebody to go on Havelos if? But you know, he says ve'ein yom mar lefanav. He acknowledged, but we don't say that for Krovim, right? You're chayav to sit Avelis for a Karov that you don't want to sit. So why should ishto be any different? You know, there's a Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin on the Gemara of Ploni Ravas Ishti. Right, so the Gemara there says, So Yad Ramah there says, you would have thought once he's towing Ploni Rava Ishti, so he no longer feels karov to his wife, and maybe she'll be aser to him because of the bia. So maybe that itself should remove the psul karva of Baal Ishta.
I don't remember the lashon.
He says he definitely has the iser also. He says something like nisrach gamimenu or something. So is that itself only because the iser maybe? So it could be. So we have three dinim here. We have the Baal forfeits the rights to peros. The Rashbam argues that there's no yerusha sabal mishnasin of legarsha, and the marshal argues that there's no avela sabal. So putting this together with the Ravid that she's no longer chayiv l'shamsho in the domestic chiyuvim in the house, not just the iser bia of the gemara nedarim, it could be that there's an element of the idea here that even though you have the kinyan kiddushin and the nesuin in place, once there's nasan ein of lagarsha, there's a real breakdown of those kinyanim. And obviously you still require a get and you have to be mesad everything kalacha, but you don't say that. As long as formally the ishus is in place, then lemaisa all the relationships of ishus and the hisyachsus has to stay the same. Lahafich, we'll say that once there's a breakdown of lemaisa what the marriage is, so some of the dinim of the nesuin begin to fall aside as the ishus itself breaks down.
The Shabbat always calls it a hefter nesuin and a nisser. So the hefter is the hefter be, and the lemaisa that goes away, but the isser remains, the isser ishus.
Mean the iser, right? Oh, so this is one explanation for how these dinim to explain the why these dinim begin to fall off as there's nasan ein of lagarish. But you could combine this idea with a striking idea of the Abarbanel in Devarim Perichav Dalid on the pasuk of Payam lo simsachein be'enav. The Barbanel is a new chiddush in the mitzvah of gerushin, against the mahalchim that we saw in the beginning of the chabura. So the Barbanel here writes, "Amnam sibas hagerushin hi, kefi shma she'omer, ein safek shebulos adam ba'olam hazeh moros al'echad mehei tachlios." Anything you do has like five benefits: im atolos ha'mamon, la'avas ha'kavod, hanas ha'guf, l'shleimus ha'nefesh, tovas ha'banim. And he says, right, so all these social benefits or economic benefits are achieved through marriage, but with one important proviso, that the marriage has to be a good union of the individuals. They have to have compatible temperaments. Little strong language, right? But he's saying, but it's only good if it's a perfect union. V'lochein, the second paragraph. Kedei lahamtzia. This is why the Baruch Shalom took a tzela from Adam himself. The Ravid already has this idea. But then he says after the three dots on the second paragraph, there's no middle ground in marriage. V'chmosh amar chazal perek abal yivimto, zocha ezer lo zocha kenegdo, asher kivnu bezeh lomar she'enem tzoi b'isha ima ish. Right, there's no neutral ground. Votze lomar she'tia lo le'ezer v'lo kenegdo. This is a chiddush of his reading of the Gemara. Ava behechrech tia im le'ezer v'im kenegdo. Fisha hadavar talui ben haskamas ha'tivim v'hischalfusam, v'eich yiyah matzua bein hashave v'abelti shave. Okay, it's a very strong stance of the Abarbanel. U'mipnei zeh, okay, he's going to use this to explain, tziva yisbarach, sh'kasher ha'adam lo yaskim mizgo v'tivo l'teva ishto, ki zehu v'hayam lo simtza chen v'einav ki matzah b'ervas davar, sh'chiluf mizgehem t'sabib ha'siva, sh'oz yigarshena. The mitzvah of gerushin is when the union is no longer perfect. Shemutav legarshena mishatir b'hasina v'hariv aktata b'nei. Ulchvar zachar hafilosof b'anhagas ha-medina. Shemipnei zeh, he's going to connect us to the mitzvah of Kedusha now. Shemipnei zeh hiskimu ha-anashim b'eirsin kodem shatinasei ish al-ish. Kedesha b'zman ha-eirsin yivchenu shnehem. You have Eirsin before Kedusha, and this way they could get to know each other before they go in for a long-term nisuin. Okay? Never saw this Hesber for... Moshe Shalom says to create the Kinyan and the Isser, but he's treating it almost like a Shiduchin, like a real engagement. But idiomatically, we translate Eirsin as engagement sometimes. He even says something here. It's very. He says, you know, I'm really... You know, the Torah required to get him into Eirsin because... The Torah is not made what happens b'nistaros. No one really knows what happens between the Ish and the Isha once they are engaged. But in principle, it's really an engagement. Ha'amnam, so he says, v'im yimtu shnei ma'ava v'hashalom ha'nimshachem me'ha'otot, from lashon of hatama, from the perfection, from the agreement, v'ha'osos mishum tzad, bochra ha'torah she'yigarshena, I'm sorry, so yavali de nisuin, v'im lo yiyachein lo yisena, three dots, Ha'amnam im kvar ba'u lihinase, v'lo yavo'u b'haskama v'ha'osos b'shum tzad, b'chra ha'torah she'yigarshena, ki b'chiras harab b'mi'uto, v'ula yiso acheres doma l'tiva mizgosh, Rabbi Akiva, right? Shema yimtza acheres na ha'imena. So better, to mekayim a better ishus than to be stuck in this faltering one. V'hi tinase la'acher ha'domer la, v'lo yichyu kol yimeyem yimeitzar. That's very interesting. Then in the next Mar Malkum here, the Barbanel, he says, I got into a big fight with the Christians, that they told me that, you know, Gerushin is a bad thing. Look at the quote, he says it better than I could quote it. The Roy Ladas, Kiktas Mechachme Ha'umos, Kimu Vikibu Beneem, Shatorah Elohis, Lot Sivsa Begerushin, Vamram Kihudavar, Keneged Hateva, Lahafrid Hadavar Batsmuso, Basar Mibsaro. And they brought Raya that none of the Avos had Gerushin. He says, I have to explain to them that lahefich, that just like there's a mitzvah of kiddushin, where the Torah says that you should find an ezer kenegdo, kimochin, it's natural that it should fall apart at some point. And the Torah chose that there should be a mitzvah of geirushin in order to secure that the mitzvah of kiddushin should be a perfect union. And this is the argument of the Barbanel.
Read the last line again. The bottom line of the page. Choshetar.
Which one?
The last line of page, read it out loud.
The Chasha Torah, who like Timsa Isha Chain, oh, this is what the Christian said. Yeah. The Ene Baila Yehargenel Hipate Mimena. That's what the Christians had to explain. Vahayam Lo Timsa Chain Veena. So they said that was a Din Miyuchad for Klal Yisrael, that the Baruch Shalom told them, better divorce your wives than to kill them. Mipneze Bachar HaTorah HaRabi Miyuto Velo Asr HaTorah HaGerushin. This is how his interlocutors explain. They put it in the context of Eishes Yifas Toar. But he says, next paragraph, ושיבוסי על פיינוסם שהגרשן אינו כנגד הטבע, אבל הם מן הסדר והמנג הטבעי. All things that could connect could also come apart. But then in the last paragraph he says, this underlined section, ואיך ידבע כאדם אשר בזה עם אשתו והוי לבשר אחד, בהיוסם המזגים וטבעים שונים מאוד. הנה אם כן, כמו שהיו הנשואין מצווה, כך היו הגרשן מצווה. Insofar as there is a mitzvah of kiddushin, there has to be a mitzvah of gershin. It's almost haba hatalia, right? Because if the kiddushin aspires to a good union, then there has to be a gershin to allow you to preserve that. I never saw any of the Rishonim argue this kind of interpretation of the mitzvah of gershin.
You make a bracha then.
Well, and look at the last line on the page. Again, shemi shetziva b'nisuin, tziva b'gershin. He's very emphatic at this connection between nisuin and kiddushin. So I think with this yisod of the Abarbanel connected, so we could connect the Abarbanel's yisod to the Mahalach that I've been trying to develop. The idea is that, again, if the Ishus itself can naturally deteriorate, and with that deterioration, certain dinim will fall apart along as the nesuin decomposes. So maybe the zchus abal beperus ishto, the avelus, the yerusha sabal, the chiyuv ha'isha l'shamesh esbayla, on the interpretation of the ravid, v'chule. But now we can come back and explain the first three things that we began with. So we asked how could you explain the low threshold to justify the gerushin of Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva? So we saw that Sefer Chinuch said, oh, it's because the isha is ena el l'klei chemdasa shel abal. You can do whatever you want. But according to this mahalach, you could say no. Right? Because shame that there's a mitzvah of kedushin, so there's a mitzvah of gerushin, and maybe the Barbana would say matzah isha acheres haimena. That's to secure a better mitzvah's kedushin. So this would explain the low threshold. Secondly, it explains what the mitzvah of gerushin is. Right? The Rambam said, oh, the mitzvah is lagarish bishtar. Or the other Rishonim that we saw said, the mitzvah is davka be'ervas davar. If you take this mahalach of the Abarbanel, they say, no, the mitzvah of gerushin is to secure the perfect ezer kenegdo. That sometimes it's kenegdo, so you have to have a gerushin to secure a new ezer. And thirdly, we asked, why in the Yushalmi does it seem like such a point of celebration of Layichid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo ala Gershin, that Gershin is considered to be such a virtue? So here again, you'll say like Eber Avinel, that Mi Shetziva B'Kiddushin Tziva B'Gershin, that is, insofar as you have a high ideal of what the Kinyan HaKiddushin should be, you have to allow for the mitzvah of Gershin. So it's almost Layichid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmo ala B'Kiddushin. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, with this mahalach, we have an explanation for these three aspects of the gerushin: the mitzvah, the low threshold, and liyichad kodesh baruch hu shmo, and also an explanation of why the dinim of nisuin seem to fall off with the nasan of lagarsha. That once there's ketata and once the marriage itself naturally dissolves, some of the dinim are going to dissolve alongside with it.
Okay. Very nice.